toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
It's 83 degrees in Lawrence, 84 in Manhattan. You're listening to All Things Considered, and it's 3:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 91.3 FM in Junction City. We're always online, streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering custom concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about available services is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
Hope you'll stick around. Lots more All Things Considered yet to come. We are with you till 7 o'clock tonight. In the next 30 minutes or so, an update of news headlines. We will learn more about the big new tariffs issued on imported drugs, home furnishings, and trucks. And the state of Kansas may not have a lot of mountains, but it turns out it is home to a growing number of mountain lions.
We do not have evidence of a resident lion at this point in the state's history, but we're getting closer and closer, most likely to that occurring in the next couple of years in Kansas.
Coming up on KPR, looking for mountain lions in Kansas with our good friend Matthew Algio. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Panda Pediatrics, providing pediatric primary care, mental health, dental, and a walk-in clinic for children from birth to age 21 at One Lawrence location. More information at pandapeds.com.
Clear skies tonight. Patchy fog is possible after midnight. Lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid-80s. It is 83 degrees in Lawrence, 84 in Manhattan, 79 in Chanute. It is 3:20. Join us tomorrow morning, 7 to 10 a.m., right here on your KPR station. Scott Simon and Kay McIntyre will be your hosts.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Clear skies tonight, patchy fog after midnight, sunshine tomorrow with a high in the mid-80s. Stick around. News headlines are coming up next. It's 3:30.
Here, trimming some of its earlier losses this week, you're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas Supreme Court today upheld the state's broad protections for workers who claim religious exemptions to vaccines. Zane Irwin has more.
The ruling makes it easier for Kansas job applicants to refuse workplace vaccine requirements. The case started in 2022 when a Leawood woman was denied an occupational therapy job. The employer said she did not qualify for a religious exemption to its COVID-19 vaccination requirement. A Johnson County District Court judge agreed with the employer, but the Kansas Supreme Court overturned that decision, ruling that employers may not ask follow-up questions when applicants say they religiously oppose vaccination. Justices Melissa Standridge and Eric Rosen dissented. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
The Kansas Farm Bureau is awarding grants to help bring more attorneys to rural parts of the state. Three recipients announced this week will get more than $16,000 each spread over 3 years. The Rural Justice Initiative Committee found 80% of practicing attorneys in Kansas are in only five urban counties. Greg During with the Kansas Farm Bureau says the awards help the new attorneys get established.
It can be a pretty extensive award, especially for a new attorney starting out in a rural area. It allows them some breathing room to build their client list, build their practice up a little bit.
The Bureau awards grants to three recipients a year. Applications for the next awards are open through November 1st. The Trump administration is ending a survey that tracks food access across the country. As Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope reports, anti-hunger advocates say less information means it will be difficult to know what's working to address food insecurity.
Federal officials are scrapping the household food security reports, saying they are, quote, redundant, costly, politicized, and extraneous studies. Gina Platanino with the National Food Advocacy Group Food Research and Action Center says the survey is the main source for understanding how people are experiencing food insecurity across the country.
It's difficult for advocates, for policymakers to understand or to be able to say what is working if you don't have the data to support whatever point or analysis you want to make.
She says the cancellation is even more concerning on top of the administration's recent cuts to federal food benefits. I'm Anna Pope, Harvest Public Media.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, clear skies tonight with patchy fog after midnight. Lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow is sunshine with a high in the mid-80s. Clear with more patchy fog late tomorrow night. Lows in the upper 50s. If you like the sound of that, you're in luck because we're going to see weather just like that all the way through Thursday of next week with daytime highs in the mid-80s and lows in the 50s. It's 3:35.
Things Considered from NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. When you think of Kansas, you probably don't immediately think of mountains or, you know, mountain lions. But in recent years, the number of sightings of mountain lions in the state has skyrocketed. So what is bringing these elusive animals to the Sunflower State? Matthew Algio recently went looking for answers and mountain lions with a state wildlife biologist.
John, relatively small area, then you may have a resident lion, but for the most part, we tend to have lions that are just moving through at this point. You get a detection, maybe a couple over the course of a week or so, and then you don't detect that lion anymore.
Although mountain lion sightings are increasing, John says there is no evidence the animals are reproducing in the state. If you see a mountain lion, John says you shouldn't attempt to approach it, but you should contact the Department of Wildlife and Parks. I'm Matthew Algio.
KPR's Matthew Algio, host of Morning Edition, intrepid reporter, guy interested in mountain lions. You'll see more at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next few minutes, conversation with musician Jeff Tweedy has a new triple solo album out. It's called Twilight Override. We'll get you an update of news headlines at 4:01. Then, reaction to the indictment of former FBI Director James Comey. Carol Lenig, who is one of the people who helped break this story, will talk to us about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from KU Theater, presenting Lauren Gunderson's Silent Sky, inspired by the true story of astronomer Henrietta Leavitt. One weekend only, October 3rd through 5th at Murphy Hall. Tickets at kutheater.com.
As far as the weather goes, pretty clear here for the next seven, maybe even 8 days. Tonight, clear skies. Could see some fog here and there after midnight. Low tonight in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid-80s. And then pretty much a carbon copy of that until Thursday of next week. It's 83 degrees in Lawrence, 84 in Manhattan, 82 in Emporia. It's 10 minutes before 4.
Found.org. And from listeners like you, who donate to this NPR station.
I'm Peter Sagal. Join us as we talk about the rapture that didn't happen this week, unless it did happen, in which case, join us for a rerun. That's Wait, Wait from NPR.
Join us tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock on your KPR1 stations for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANB and KANB HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines coming your way in just about 1 minute. It's 83 degrees in Lawrence and it's 4 o'clock.
Transformative youth and criminal justice reforms.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony, kicking off their new season with Don Juan, Saturday, September 27th, featuring the piece by Richard Strauss and including a 2025 Van Cliburn winner. More at topekasymphony.org.
It's 84 degrees in Lawrence, 83 in Topeka. The time is 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia. Prairie Paws provides compassionate care for animals in need. Donations help give pets a second chance. More information available at prairiepaws.org.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We are with you till 7 o'clock tonight. In our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. Then the Department of Homeland Security held a job recruitment expo in Utah last week. Many attendees showed up looking to become ICE deportation officers.
A lot of us still have a lot of energy. We have a lot of love for our country. We want to serve. We just don't know how to get our foot in the door.
Others just wanted a chance at a federal government job. We will also talk about the life of Assata Shakur, a black political activist. She was exiled to Cuba. She has died. We'll talk about her coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Winter School, a recently renovated one-room schoolhouse in Lecompton, open to the public for music, art, history, and prairie tour during the Kaw Valley Farm Tour on October 4th and 5th. Details at winterschool70.com.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, it's Film Music Friday with Daryl Brogdon. Jazz has been featured in a number of films over the years, including A Streetcar Named Desire, Anatomy of a Murder, The Hustler, and more. Tonight, music from notable films with a jazz soundtrack. That's 7 to 9 p.m. on KPR 1. If you're joining us on KPR 2 tonight at 7 o'clock, join us for Snap Judgment. It's 84 degrees in Lawrence, 83 in Emporia. It is 4:20.
Support from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock on your KPR stations for Weekend All Things Considered.
Support for KPR comes from Ashley Davis, announcing the release show of her new album, Songs I Was Raised On, featuring 18 covers of 1960s and 70s folk classics. Saturday, September 27th, 7 p.m. at Liberty Hall. Tickets at libertyhall.net.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. It's 84 degrees in Lawrence, 85 in Abilene. The time is 4:30.
Between federal law enforcement and the public and immigration courts as agents are tasked with making more arrests. Over the last 5 months, ICE had a bigger footprint inside immigration courts, which are operated by the Justice Department. Jimena Bustillo, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas Supreme Court today upheld the state's broad protections for workers who claim religious exemptions to vaccines. Zane Irwin has the story.
The ruling makes it easier for Kansas job applicants to refuse workplace vaccine requirements. The case started in 2022 when a Leawood woman was denied an occupational therapy job. The employer said she did not qualify for a religious exemption due to its COVID-19 vaccination requirement. A Johnson County District Court judge agreed with the employer, but the Kansas Supreme Court overturned that decision, ruling that employers may not ask follow-up questions when applicants say they religiously oppose vaccination. Justices Melissa Standridge and Eric Rosen dissented. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Your electric bill could be getting bigger. Kansas regulators yesterday approved Evergy's request to increase rates by $128 million. That's 40% less than the utility requested. But it still means the average residential electric bill will go up by about $8.47 a month. Kansas Reflector reports the new rates will take effect October 1st. The Trump administration is ending a survey that tracks food access across the country. As Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope reports, anti-hunger advocates say less information means it will be difficult to know what is working to address food insecurity.
Federal officials are scrapping the household food security reports, saying they are, quote, redundant, costly, politicized, and extraneous studies. Gina Platanino with the National Food Advocacy Group Food Research and Action Center says the survey is the main source for understanding how people are experiencing food insecurity across the country.
It's difficult for advocates, for policymakers to understand or to be able to say what is working if you don't have the data to support whatever point or analysis you want to make.
She says the cancellation is even more concerning on top of the administration's recent cuts to federal food benefits. I'm Anna Pope, Harvest Public Media.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, clear skies tonight, but some patchy fog after midnight, lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunny with a high in the mid-80s. More the same tomorrow night, clear skies, patchy fog after midnight, lows in the upper 50s. It's 4:35.
Support for NPR comes.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
Get caught up.
We are learning new information this morning about the lengthy.
Take a step back.
All right, what's really going on here?
And prepare for what's ahead.
Are you expecting a breakthrough this week?
Stay on top of the news with Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
You can hear Morning Edition from 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on your KPR stations. Matthew Algio is generally your morning host. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu.
Coming up in our next few minutes, saying goodbye to Ari Shapiro as he sets off for the next part of his career. Get you an update of news headlines at 5:01. Then, what the upheaval at the Department of Justice could mean for the rule of law in America. We'll get some analysis. And it's New Music Friday. Talk about Nico Case's brand new record, her first solo album of the decade. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Primary Care, providing care for patients at every stage of life across northeastern Kansas. More information at lmh.org/primary.
Clear skies tonight, patchy fog after midnight, lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid-80s. Sunny in 83 in Topeka, 84 in Manhattan, 86 in Atchison. It's 10 minutes before 5 o'clock.
From Progressive Insurance, Progressive is looking for dedicated and forward-thinking individuals to join their growing team. More information, including application, at progressive.com/careers. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
Listen while you make breakfast or drop off the kids. Listen for a quiet moment to yourself. Listen for an informed start to your day. Listen to Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines coming up in just about 1 minute. We're with you till 7 o'clock tonight. It is 5 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering downloadable ebooks, audiobooks, streaming movies, and more, all available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
It's 84 degrees in Lawrence, 82 in Emporia, 81 in Chanute. It's 5:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It is your place for NPR News. At 91.5 FM in Lawrence, at 89.9 FM in Atchison, and many other frequencies all around the state.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Stay tuned. Plenty more All Things Considered still to come. We'll have an update of news headlines at 5:30. Coming up in the next 30 minutes, the president has ordered steep new tariffs on quite a few things, including imported drugs, home furnishings, weirdly upholstered furniture. It doesn't say anything about unupholstered furniture. So like dressers are okay, I guess. I don't know. We'll find out more together coming up with Scott Horsley, who has all the details. Also, we'll go on the prowl for mountain lions with Matthew Algio. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Dole fellow Joni Wickham moderates transformational leadership, exhausting and exhilarating. A discussion with former KC Mayor Sly James, September 10th. More at doleinstitute.org.
Jazz has been featured in a number of films over the years, including A Streetcar Named Desire, Anatomy of a Murder, The Hustler, and more. Tonight on KPR's Film Music Friday, we will hear some notable films with a jazz soundtrack, 7 to 9 p.m. on your KPR One stations. If you're joining us on KPR Two, stay tuned for Snap Judgment. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-50s, could see some fog here and there after midnight. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid-80s. It is 84 degrees in Lawrence. It's 5:20.
Smoke and flames to rescue children from California's deadliest wildfire.
Making the film felt like an honoring of what the town survived and also how they met the moment.
America Ferrera on her new movie, The Lost Bus. Saturday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 7 to 10 a.m. on your KPR stations for Weekend Edition Saturday.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, with locations in Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia, providing compassionate care for animals in need, including spay and neuter programs to help reduce pet overpopulation. Details at prairiepaws.org.
Stick around. News headlines are coming up next. It is 84 degrees in Lawrence, and it is 5:30.
To NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas Supreme Court today upheld the state's broad protections for workers who claim religious exemptions to vaccines. Zane Irwin has the story.
The ruling makes it easier for Kansas job applicants to refuse workplace vaccine requirements. The case started in 2022, when a Leawood woman was denied an occupational therapy job. The employer said she did not qualify for a religious exemption due to its COVID-19 vaccination requirement. A Johnson County District Court judge agreed with the employer, but the Kansas Supreme Court overturned that decision, ruling that employers may not ask follow-up questions when applicants say they religiously oppose vaccination. Justices Melissa Standridge and Eric Rosen dissented. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
The Kansas Farm Bureau is awarding grants to help bring more attorneys to rural parts of the state. Three recipients announced this week will get more than $16,000 each, spread over 3 years. The Rural Justice Initiative found 80% of practicing attorneys in Kansas are in only five urban counties. Greg During with the Kansas Farm Bureau says the awards help the new attorneys get established.
It can be a pretty extensive award, especially for a new attorney starting out in a rural area. It allows them some breathing room to build their client list, build their practice up a little bit.
The Bureau awards grants to three recipients each year. Applications for the next awards are open through November 1st. A former Kansas Department of Education employee who was fired for a remark she made about the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk is now suing the department for wrongful termination. Katie Allen was a research analyst for the department. She was fired after posting a comment on Facebook about Kirk's death. She later deleted the comment and apologized in a suit filed this week in U.S. District Court. Allen alleges Education Commissioner Randy Watson violated her First Amendment rights by forcing her to resign. KMBC reports the filing also says Allen received threatening phone calls and emails, including one titled, quote, resign or die. Allen argues her comment was made as a private citizen and therefore protected by the Constitution. This is KPR. It's 5:35.
I don't see any reason to stop, you know?
Well, Brian Finn, it is so good to talk to you again a decade after we first met. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
He's a tattoo artist in Toledo, Ohio. And we want to hear from you to tell us your own story about how being a volunteer has shaped your life or to nominate someone you think we should profile. Go to npr.org and search Here to Help.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
You are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Now, when you think of Kansas, you probably don't immediately think of mountains or mountain lions. But in recent years, the number of sightings of mountain lions in the state has actually skyrocketed. So what's bringing these elusive animals to the Sunflower State? Matthew Algio recently went looking for some answers and, you know, some mountain lions with a state wildlife biologist.
John Beck, producing in the state. If you see a mountain lion, John says you shouldn't attempt to approach it, but you should contact the Department of Wildlife and Parks. I'm Matthew Algio.
Matthew Algio is the KPR Morning Edition host. Recently started here, recently moved here, wants to learn all he can about Kansas, so he went looking for mountain lions. You can see more about his interview and his trip to Geary County on the KPR website, kansaspublicradio.org. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 90.3 FM in Chanute. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, former FBI Director James Comey was indicted on charges of lying to Congress.
I have great confidence in the federal judicial system, and I'm innocent. So let's have a trial and keep the faith.
Closer look at how the indictment represents a changing relationship between the White House and the Justice Department. Coming up in just about 15 minutes here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, independently serving the local community for over 30 years. The Raven Bookstore is located at 809 Mass Street in Lawrence or online at ravenbookstore.com.
84 degrees in Lawrence, 83 in Manhattan, 85 in Abilene. It is 10 minutes before 6. join us tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock on your KPR1 stations for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the weekly NPR News Quiz. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, and K258BT Manhattan at 99.5, also at kansaspublicradio.org. News coming up in 1 minute. It is 6 o'clock.